Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Are some of our electricians actually qualified, or have they cheated their way through the apprenticeship? Claims that exam papers were being sold to electrical apprentices for €50 the night before a test have created questions around public safety. The alleged cheating in the trade also raised serious concerns of some potential criminal activity. Ellen Coyne, political correspondent with the Irish Times, joins me now. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So how did this all come to light?
So a protected disclosure had been made to QQI Ireland. QQI is the Quality and Qualifications Ireland state agency. It's basically responsible for protecting the quality and integrity of further and higher education system. And it included allegations that basically there were corrupt exam papers, that there was alleged cheating within the electrical apprenticeship program. So anybody who qualifies as an apprentice obviously has to do a lot of practical on-the-job training. But to get your qualification, you also need to pass a final exam. After this was raised by QQI earlier this year, it ended up on the desk of the Minister for Further and Higher Education, James Lawless. Officials within the department became very concerned about allegations they were hearing that exam papers were for sale for €50 the night before an exam to anybody who was about to take it. And also more broadly, the exam papers were effectively, allegedly available to people for free. So they knew before going into an exam what was coming up on the paper. And as you can imagine, Pat, this naturally raised some concerns that there might be some electricians practicing out there who are not properly qualified.
Yeah, because even if you're not particularly good academically, for example, and you find it difficult to maybe read textbooks and so on, having an exam paper the night before might get you through an exam that you might otherwise have failed, because not alone might you prepare for it, but you could get someone else to prepare it for you. And then
exactly,
and go in and just regurgitate what the other person had prepared.
And obviously, being an electrician is a skill. It's a highly valued skill because of obviously the safety risks involved in the role. So that's why the threshold for the theory side of this exam is relatively high, as it should be. But naturally, if somebody has the exam paper in front of them, they're able to just kind of learn off, maybe Leaving Cert style, what they need to fill in. This prompted some fears within the Department of Further and Higher Education that while obviously these original allegations were specific to the electrical craft apprenticeship qualification, that they were very worried that there might be a lack of integrity across the apprenticeship scheme. So earlier this year, James Lawless hauled the chief executives of QQI and Sullis, which is the state agency that is responsible for these further and higher education qualifications, into his office to ask them some questions. My understanding is that he didn't get the answers he was happy with. So he's now taken some action to investigate this further. And the compromised exam papers, the exam papers that were either widely available or allegedly being sold, have now been completely withdrawn and replaced with new ones. Some of the responsibility for curriculum and assessment roles have actually been taken away from Sullis and given to the relevant colleges, whatever higher education institution manages these apprenticeships. And Mr. Lawless also commissioned an independent review, which confirmed that there were no safety risks arising from any unqualified personnel working within the system as electricians.
How do they know that?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, some of the details of this are going to be shared more widely with ministers at a cabinet meeting today, and we're expecting more details after that. Also, QQI told me in a statement last night that it did launch an investigation into Sullis's management and the integrity of the system in March. It finished that report in October, so the month just gone, and that report will be publicly available. So we'll hopefully be able to read it and find out a little bit more, not just about how this happened, but hopefully how it won't happen again in future.
Now, the question of the availability of the paper is prepared by the tutors, one presumes. So, you know, that's where it starts. And then it goes through a chain. I'm sure other people maybe, as would be with a Leaving Cert paper, there'll be other people who have a look at it to make sure it is fit for purpose. And then finally, it goes to and maybe the printer, and then it's stored somewhere. There are many potential steps along the way where a leak could take place. Do we have any information as to where the leak might have occurred?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
So I was talking to somebody last night who had a good understanding of this. And the way that it was described to me was that the alleged compromising of exam papers was actually much lazier than that. That it was more of an issue that exam papers weren't being changed up year from year, that even if you didn't have access to an exam paper, it had become very easy to predict what might come up, maybe like a more extreme version of when we were younger, trying to predict what poets would come up on English Paper 1, okay. But at a really, really extreme scale. So that's why there was such concern within the government that apprenticeships were being devalued if it was too easy to guess.
If you could game the system, basically. Whoever was flogging these for €50, maybe they didn't have anything. Maybe it was just kind of this educated guess. They looked at past papers and figured, well, you know, amps and volts came up last year, it'll be something else this year, or electronics was the main challenge last year, it's not so much this year, that kind of thing.
There was a little bit of that happening, but the allegation is that it was the actual black and white exam papers that were being given to people, whether money was being exchanged, the actual exam paper, yes. But it raised other questions about, you know, why is it so easy to access these papers? Why is it so easy to see trends emerging? This is a very serious final exam for a very serious and often well-earned qualification, and the threshold should be higher. Also, when James Lawless became aware of this, he actually went to the Attorney General within government and asked if there might be a case here for a criminal case to answer. My understanding is that the Attorney General said that the government itself didn't really have enough information to say whether a criminal threshold had been breached, but it could be possible that QQI and Sullis might have more information. So James Lawless wrote to them and reminded them of their responsibility to make a report to the Gardaí if they do believe they need to. But my understanding is that the department isn't aware of any such report having been made so far.
It's interesting when it comes, say, to the Leaving Cert and someone has somehow got access to a paper or whatever it might be, or some wrongdoing. Normally the sanction is that the student fails the Leaving Cert. They have to have a go again. In the case of electricians who are out there and actually working on people's homes and on building sites, I don't know how they track them down, number one, if they'd had access to those papers. But if they know all of this, they must know who's selling them, who's making a few bob out of this process. And, selling a paper, is that a crime? You know, it's not an electrical apprentice paper, I couldn't imagine, is classified as a state secret.
No, but I suppose the reason that it appears some government officials and the minister themselves were curious about that is that they didn't actually know the answer to that question. They wanted to know, you know, do we need to check if there has been some sort of criminal breach here? And, you know, there's no suggestion of that at the moment. And as I mentioned, there is no evidence that a report to Gardaí has actually been made. The other thing to mention is that while all of this appears to have come to light this year, and there's been a flurry of activity between the protected disclosure and all these reports and the memo that's going to cabinet today. My understanding is that there are some rumours that this has been a long-standing practice and that this is something that has allegedly been happening within the apprentice system for a long time. So this might be similar to the Arts Council story where, you know, it came to light through a cabinet memo, but it would take many weeks and in fact many months before we got all of the final answers to the questions that are naturally being asked this morning.
So if it's been going on a long time, we don't know to what extent there are people out there ostensibly qualified as electricians who may not be safe to employ?
No, we don't know that this morning. I mean, there's a lot that we still don't know about this story. And the other question, I suppose, the one that's swirling around the Department of Further and Higher Education is, does there need to be any further interrogation of the system as a whole? You know, QQI told the Irish Times that, well, Solace has primary responsibility, that it had commissioned this report into Solace, and the report, though not publicly available yet, did make a number of recommendations to Solace, including improving the governance of the Craft Electrical Apprenticeship Programme, and that includes the assessment, the test, making sure that there is enough good governance and integrity of how people are tested on their apprenticeship qualifications before they go out and work in the world as electricians.
Ellen Coyne, a political correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.